first we were looking at a little bit of more of a broader group than just youth in foster care. So this is youth who have an open child welfare case in one of four Denver metro counties. And we really wanted, you know, there's a decent amount of research now that rates of pregnancy are quite elevated among this group. And I wanted to go a little further to see if what level of access kids have to contraception.
So when you talk about rates of pregnancy being elevated, that almost seems like an understatement. 50% of girls in the child welfare system get pregnant by the age of 19, which is astronomical compared to the rest of the population, where the teen pregnancy rate in Colorado is around 12.5%. So when you started looking at these pregnancy rates in children involved in the child welfare system, you found something that actually seems pretty obvious, but is still alarming. Many of these kids don't know anything about birth control or how to access it. I mean, how do most kids learn about contraception and sex, and why isn't this population being included in that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So most people learn about sex and contraception and sex ed from the ways that we are typically thinking of talking about of mom and dad, sometimes aunts and uncles, peers, and certainly school. And that's true for this group too. There haven't been a lot of studies on this, so we don't really know, but it seems like they actually get information in very similar ways that other kids do. It's just a lot less or later or too late. You know, it's after they've already had sex many times. The average age of first sex is around 15. The other thing I think that's really unique about this group, you know, a lot of times there can be a pretty strong narrative in this, in the literature about this group and about this topic, that there's a lot of pro-pregnancy attitudes, that kids want to build a family and they want to create this loving family that they may have missed. And I think there's some of that going on. But by and large, within this group, we've seen this as well, that when you ask kids, do you want to be a parent in the next year? They say no, pretty unequivocally. I just think it's, if there's not solid access to contraception, you know, their response to pregnancy is going to shift. You know, their response to, well, okay, I guess this is inevitable. And so I might as well accept it and be excited about what the pros of it are.
Do the kids that you're serving not know that birth control exists, or what did you find?
I don't think it's that they don't know that it exists. I think it's more that there are a lot of myths about what contraception may or may not do for your body. And then there's a really high level of lack of information of like how to go get it and where to go get it. And if it costs, you know, $1,000, and not only that, but like, do your parents need to know? Does my foster parent need to know?
Do they need to know?
They don't need to know in Colorado. Oh. So a teen can go access contraception, without parental consent in Colorado. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That I feel like when I've worked with caseworkers was one of the biggest things that you could tell them. It is super helpful. And if caseworkers don't know, so the child welfare caseworker doesn't know, you can almost guarantee that kids don't know.
Tell me about in what ways the lack of guidance and education is a disservice.
Absolutely. Yeah. You've got a group that sees fewer risk from unprotected sex, and we're giving them less information. That's a terrible situation. One of the big things about with how kids learn about sex, a new thing today is the internet. So generally speaking, kids are learning a lot about sex through porn. And generally speaking, we hope that they have really healthy relationships around them, also modeling what a dating relationship or, you know, a long-term relationship looks like. And then if you don't have as many trusted adults in your life, you may not be getting that reinforcement and that modeling that happens.
So whose responsibility is it to teach kids in the child welfare system about sex?
Yeah, this is the money question. I think this is the question is really hitting at why I think this has just been dropped for this population. The big thing is everybody's kind of said, this isn't really my domain. Mm-hmm. I also think that we will not reach these kids in this area without the child welfare system. So I think, you know, the caseworker, people saying, hey, look, caseworkers have enough on their plate. You can't put this on their plate too. And my response and my experience has been, it's already on their plate and they don't have any tools.
Right.
So, you know, providing tools for them is not putting it on their plate. It's already there, but it's giving them some tools to deal with something that's very pressing.
Katie Massey Combs is a research associate at CU Boulder. Katie, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.